Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it, a three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
It's now time for our Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. It's John Walters. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. And, of course, the Cyclones coming off a big win last weekend, and it was kind of one of those games where they stayed with the pedal on the metal during most of the game. 49-24, a win at home against TCU. Brock Purdy, 247 yards through the air and scored a couple of touchdowns last week. What was kind of your thoughts on that big victory against TCU?
Really pleased with the way they played. You know, I mean, just to see all three facets of the game, offense, defense, and special teams kind of all clicking at the same time, just shows what the potential is for this team, especially against a good opponent.
You know, they scored, they've been scoring on average 37.6 points per game offensively. You feel like they're finally really getting in that groove?
Yeah, you know, it's been since, I think, 1976 that Iowa State averaged better than 30 points a game, you know. And, you know, this offense is clicking right now with Brock. You certainly feel like they're capable of being a 30, 35-point-a-game team all the way through. And that's exciting because I think combine 30, 35 points a game with this defense, pretty good special teams, and you're thinking, man, you got a chance to win just about every game.
Well, this weekend they look to keep it rolling in Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia, the Mountaineers are 3-2 on the season. I actually thought it was kind of impressive they hung in there against Texas, a 42-31 loss last week. The Mountaineers will be at home, and that's a relatively tough place to play, right?
No question. Iowa State's only won there once, and that was triple overtime game where they had the biggest comeback in school history to do it. They were down 31-7, and Grant Rohatch, what a great comeback for a win there. But that's been it, you know, and it is a tough place to play. The stadium's very similar to Jack Trice Stadium in its construction and capacity, and they're very energetic fans, just like Jack Trice Stadium. So, you know, it'll be a tough place to go win, but and the thing is, West Virginia has been playing pretty decently. You know, they were a team that I didn't think would be particularly good this year just because they lost so many really, really good players off last year's team. And they have a new coach and kind of get a new system in place. But, you know, they're doing better than I thought, and they're athletic. You know, I was watching that game with Texas, and it was a four-point game with West Virginia with the ball in the fourth quarter, having a chance to drive down and go take the lead.
Mm.
And athletically, it was not a mismatch at all. I mean, they were right there athletically with Texas. When you can say that, you've got some real talent. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, their quarterback struggled a little bit with turnovers here lately. He's playing injured. He's got a hurt hand, and he's trying to play through that. But he threw four interceptions last week. That certainly didn't help their cause. I do think that it's a game, if Iowa State can play disciplined and play the way that they played last week, they should be in pretty good shape. But at the same time, West Virginia is certainly capable of rising up and pulling an upset here.
Well, it's a 1 o'clock pregame, and kickoff is at 3 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on Kicks 101.1. John, unfortunately, the R word is in the forecast for the game, which has not been favorable for the Iowa State Cyclones here this year with rain.
Well, if any team in America should be used to playing in the rain,
yeah.
Iowa State.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Bring it on. Yeah, I looked at the Morgantown forecast. Sun, sun, you know, all the way up till Saturday, then rain.
Yep.
And then sun, you know, it's like, geez. So that's just the way it's been, you know, and these guys will be ready to play no matter what. But, yeah, it's amazing. I have told Matt Campbell I think he's the most cursed weather coach in the history of college football.
Yeah.
I think he's starting to believe me, but I also know he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So,
good deal.
Yeah.
Well, have a great call on Saturday, and thanks for the time, John.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.